patient, 8th of April, patient Susan Vargo, V-A-R-G-O, date of birth 10-1-1949. Susan Vargo was seen for evaluation of hypercalcemia per paragraph. She has had previous investigations performed for elevated calcium with a normal parathyroid hormone level per paragraph. She states she has increased urination with water pills and has a history of kidney stones per paragraph. Family history is positive for kidney stones, and a sister has breast cancer, period. Social history, she has worked in a dental office and is now retired. Comma, does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medications, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams daily, comma. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, comma. Zoloft, 100 milligrams daily, comma. Wellbutrin, 300 milligrams daily, comma. Vitamin C, comma, D, and atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable. Trust system is evaluated apart from occasional joint and muscle pains, comma. Lung nodule and some issues in regards to sleep. Period. A total of 12 systems were evaluated. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 120 over 72. Comma, weight 213 pounds. The BMI is 39. Period. The pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid gland was not palpable. There was no necrotic adenopathy. Period. The heart was normal. The lungs were clear. The peripheral examination was intact. Period. Paragraph. I reviewed the lab test results and rechecked the serum calcium off hydrochlorothiazide, and it was still elevated to 10.9, per paragraph. A number of other lab tests have been performed, including repeat PDH level of 47.5, comma, vitamin 25-hydroxyvitamin D 31.1, comma, creatinine clearance 86, comma, 125-dihydroxyvitamin D 39, comma, serum and urine immunoelectrophoresis, comma, both normal, period. Calcium slash creatinine clearance ratio was 0.027, comma, normal, period, paragraph, impression. Hypercalcemia, comma, most likely secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, although the parathyroid scan is negative, period. The calcium slash creatinine clearance ratio suggests that she does not have familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia. And she also has hypertension, comma, history of kidney stones, and type 2 diabetes, which is well controlled, period. Paragraph. I've discussed the issues with her and feel that, comma, as primary hyperparathyroidism, comma, remains a possibility, comma, that a surgical consultation is favored, and I have recommended she see Dr. Beth Kimball for an opinion per paragraph in dictation.